if someone was asking directions, he wanted to find a store that was over here, and he knew that, say, there was a drugstore here. You might say, well, go down the street to the drugstore, and then the place you want is what in relation to the drugstore?
Well, you wouldn't say it was across the street, because it would be there or here. It would be diagonally across the street.
Diagonally across? Do you have any other ways of saying this? It's like that?
In what respect?
Well, say, like,
catty-cornered
or anything?
Yeah,
like
catty-cornered. That word could be used cat right there, catty-cornered.
What about the vehicle they used to have that I believe it was pulled by a horse, but it was public thing?
Hack, H-A-C-K. I remember those very distinctive factories. And hacks up with the automobiles came in around 1914, 15, along there. Then it got to be what they call a jitney. That was a cheap automobile. 10 or 15 people to hang on to it and cause you a jitney, which is a nickel, from here at town.
Now, did the hack run on the rails, or was it?
No. It ran anywhere.
What about the kind that runs on the rails?
Streetcars. We had this one, too. In essence, before we had the modern streetcar, before my time here, we had streetcars that was pulled by mules. We also were on St. Simon's pulled by mules. I don't know how far on St. Simon's, but I do know the way over there.
If you're riding a bus and you see the place you want to go, you might tell the driver, next corner is where I want.
To get off at?
Get off. Mm-hmm. And if the cat goes to the door and scratches or meows or something, you said the cat wants...
You do that?
If the cat goes and sits in front of the door and meows, you said the cat wants...
What?
For, for Glynn County, Brunswick is the what?
County seat.
You say that the postmaster or an FBI agent or something is working for the federal
government.
And people like the FBI or the police are supposed to maintain
law and order, supposed to. Yeah.
And the war, 1861 to 1865.
Well, some people call it war between the states. Some call it civil war.
Do you remember your parents calling it one or the other, or anything else?
I think to my parents, my mother, as I stated before, I never seen my father. But all of the older people back there always called it war between the states.
Before they had the electric chair, murderers were what?
Well, most of them were hung. Or in some places, I don't know which preceded which. I don't know if the gas chamber come before the electric chair or which, one of the two. But most of it was straight out of, they had built a scaffolding and hanging butt right here in the county square, the county courthouse square. Normally, that's what we do.
And what would you say a man did if he couldn't wait, whatever, for the execution, so he got some rope and tied it up in his cell and tied it around his neck? You say he did what?
Oh, he committed suicide by hanging himself.
I'm going to ask you some states and cities.